I think it's absolutely important that we continue the work we're doing, whether it's nationally, in Brussels, in the capitals of Europe, to stress the very particular and unique circumstances on the island of Ireland. And I suppose when I'm in Donegal, it's particularly pertinent that we talk about the practical, the political, the trade, the community impact of a hard Brexit on people who work together now, north and south, and who really will not welcome and cannot even countenance the idea of a separation by way of a hard border. And therefore, really, we all must work hard to make sure that the agenda on the island of Ireland is verbalised and becomes part of the European conversation, which I'm happy to say is happening, but we have to keep the pressure up.
And in relation to Ireland, particularly the agri sector, there has been much concern. How do you think there can be any resolve for this?
I think there's real fear and a great deal of uncertainty about the situation, because if you look at it logically and the United Kingdom pulls Northern Ireland out of the European Union, then there is the Republic of Ireland as a member of the European Union and Northern Ireland outside it, and therefore that border becomes the external border with Europe. And in those circumstances, one would expect that there would be difficulties around trade. So for the agriculture sector, what we are looking at in the worst case scenario would be tariffs of 50 to 60% on our beef and our food exports into the United Kingdom, making us uncompetitive and really wiping that marketplace away from us. So what's really key is that we outline in very stark way what are the absolute downsides if things go wrong in the negotiations. And therefore what we have to work towards is an agreement that will allow us to continue to supply our near neighbour with food, because we produce good quality dairy and beef and other produce into that marketplace. There is a demand for it, and we don't want barriers to be put in our way, particularly high tariffs, or indeed other regulatory barriers that might come about. We're also concerned that if the United Kingdom were minded to do trade agreements on beef, for example, with Brazil, or indeed with on lamb and other produce with New Zealand and dairy, that would take our market away from us as currently exists. So yes, in the agri sector, there are deep concerns and justified concerns about the outcome of the referendum in the United Kingdom and the determination of the British Prime Minister to go for what looks like a very hard Brexit. So we have work to do. And that's why when I'm in Donegal in my constituency, it's very important that I listen and hear to the concerns on the ground, and to travel then to Brussels with that information and to convey how deep those concerns are.